A really important decision today by Cabinet to give Gate 1 approval for the three 10T projects for Donegal. And this means now that the Ballybofey and Urlar bypass, the Letterkenny to Manor incorporating the Bunagee link at for Letterkenny project, and also the Manor to Lifford dual carriageway, bringing the connection all the way from Strabane to Letterkenny, that can now proceed to planning. This is always a really significant step and a really significant decision by Cabinet, and it's not one that is taken lightly. It means that the Cabinet are fully committed to progressing with these projects and seeing them through to completion. And it now means that Donegal County Council can proceed with the planning stage and go to planning for these projects, with the next stage then after that being tender. And hopefully now it will progress in a prompt fashion to planning. But Donegal County Council, working with Transport Infrastructure Ireland, have done massive work in terms of all the preparation, the route selection, all of the engineering reports to be able to proceed now to planning. And I look forward to seeing that work continue and get going now following today's Cabinet decision.
And we see more and more people on the roads these days probably than we've ever seen before, and this will cater for the increase in traffic we see on a daily basis.
But these three projects are massively significant in terms of being able to develop the economic potential of Donegal and indeed the North West. Ballybofey and Urlar and Letterkenny both badly need bypasses and new roads to allow them to breathe and to allow them to grow. And likewise, we need to be able to see the connectivity from Letterkenny and indeed Ballybofey and Urlar into Strabane and the capacity and connectivity that gives into Donegal too. So there's been lots of work, and I want to commend Donegal County Council, John McLaughlin, and all of his team, and indeed the work and cooperation of Transport Infrastructure Ireland. There's been massive work going on over the last 2-3 years to get the studies in place, to get the route selection in place, and to be ready to go to planning. That then required the government to decide that it was going to back this project, and I was delighted and honoured to be at Cabinet today and to secure that Gate 1 approval for the three projects now to proceed to planning, and the approval in principle and the backing of the government for them.